Un indicatif est une petite musique à longueur variable, généralement émise avant le début d'un programme. Il sert à aider l'auditeur à trouver la bonne fréquence, à informer que la fréquence est occupée. Cet indicatif débutera notre émission qui a pour but de dénicher, partager et vous faire découvrir des petites pépites musicales, commerciales et cinématographiques retrouvées dans les fins fonds du grenier d'Internet à une époque où les sillons crépitaient. Le premier morceau est un morceau de Mississippi John Hurt, Avalon Blues. Ce morceau est enregistré le 21 décembre 1928 à New York. Après cette session, John Hurt est rentré chez lui dans le nord-ouest du Mississippi et n'a plus jamais enregistré de morceaux. 30 ans plus tard, dans les années 60, Tom Hoskin, un musicologue, va le retrouver dans une ferme toujours à Avalon. Il lui fera enregistrer des nouveaux titres en pleine mode folk countries. Sa technique du pincement des cordes à trois doigts sera reprise entre autres par Bob Dylan. Mississippi John Hurt, Avalon Blues.
New York this morning, just about 9:30. At New York this morning, just about 9:30. Thought of my morning album, couldn't hardly keep from crying. Avalon, my hometown, always on my mind. Avalon, my hometown, always on my mind. Pretty mamas in Avalon want me there all the time. Train left Avalon throwing kisses and waving at me. When the train left Avalon throwing kisses and waving at me. Just come back, Daddy, and stay right here with me. Avalon's a small town, had no great big rain. Avalon's a small town, had no great big rain. Put your mamas in Avalon, sure will spin your chain. A good town, but it's not for mine. New York's a good town, but it's not for mine. Went back to Avalon, yeah, where I put him on all the time.
Le prochain. prochain morceau a été enregistré en 1927 à New York City par les Dog Bogs et s'intitule Danville Girl. Moran Lee Dog Bogs est un chanteur, auteur et joueur de banjo dont le style est une combinaison unique de folk des Appalaches et de blues afro-américain. Il est considéré comme l'un des pères fondateurs de la scène folk américaine. Le thème de Danville Girl, qui revient d'une façon obsessionnelle, raconte l'histoire d'un homme marié qui convoitise une fille rencontrée sur le quai d'une gare. Danville Girl par les Dog Bogs.
I went down to Denver, got struck on a Denver girl. Boy, you bet your life she died of sight. She was old Denver girl. She wears her hair on the back of her head, like all hot-tongue people do. The very first train that leaves this town, I'm gonna bid that girl adieu. I don't see why I love that girl, for she never cared for me. But still my mind is on that girl, wherever she may be. It's 40 miles through the rock, it's 60 through the sand. Oh, I relate to you the life of a many poor married man. Was standing by the railroad track, caressing my poor tired feet. 900 miles away from home and not a bite to eat. He's walking about on the old platform. He's smoking very cheap cigar. He's waiting for a local to catch an empty car. I don't see why I love that girl, for she never cared for me. But still my mind is on that girl, wherever she may be. Look up, look down, it's on some road. Hang down your head and cry. The best of friends have to part sometimes. Then why can't you and I?
What cigarette do you smoke, Doctor? That question was asked a few years ago of 113,597 doctors. The brand name most was Camel. Recently, that question was again asked of tens of thousands of doctors across the country. Doctors in all branches of medicine. And again, the brand named most was Camel.
Yes, according to these nationwide surveys, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Friends, smoke the cigarette so many doctors enjoy. Change to Camel for 30 days and see how mild, how flavorful, how enjoyable a cigarette can be. Yes, change to Camels for 30 days, and you'll stay with Camels from then on.
How mild, how mild, how mild, how mild, how mild can a cigarette be? Make the Camel 30-day test, and you'll see.
Smoke Camels and see.
Baby, done, done. Baby, 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 see what you done, done. Oh, my baby, see what you done, done. Hard me to love you, now your gal's done come. I'm going down the road where I'll get better care. Yes, I'm going down the road where I'll get better care. Leave I go, baby, don't feel welcome here. Sun's gonna shine my back door someday. The sun's gonna shine my back door someday. Gonna rise, baby, and blow my blues all away.
C'était Baby Baby, interprété par Libby Holman, accompagné du guitariste Josh White. Alors, Libby Holman est issue d'une famille très riche qui a tout perdu au début du siècle. Elle a donc connu la pauvreté et s'est jurée de ne plus jamais la subir. Libby Holman est une véritable légende dans le milieu du cabaret et une star de Broadway. C'est une chanteuse à la vie complexe et assez mouvementée qui très tôt a assumé sa bisexualité. Elle a traversé le siècle s'entourant de fans richissimes, traversant des scandales de meurtres d'alcool et de drogue. L'étiquette sulfureuse attachée à Libby Holman lui a souvent valu des sifflets lors de ses concerts, non pas pour la qualité de ses prestations, mais pour ses scandales à répétition. De nombreuses chansons de Libby Holman ont été interdites sur les ondes de la radio du fait de leur connotation sexuelle. En juin 1971, Libby Holman est retrouvée morte, suicidée dans sa Rolls-Royce.
Don't do call in New Orleans. They call for a rising sun. I'm going back to New Orleans. My race is almost run. Yes, I'm going back to spend my life in the rising
The House of the Rising Sun, toujours par Libby Holman, accompagné de Josh White à la guitare. Tout le monde aura reconnu cette mélodie célèbre, prise entre autres par Dylan Parton, Led Zepp et un petit chanteur populaire français. Cette chanson est aussi appelée Rising Sun Blues. La mélodie serait issue d'une ballade anglaise et les paroles d'un couple du Kentucky, George Turner et Bert Martin. L'expression Rising Sun ne signifie pas pénitencier, mais bien un doux euphémisme désignant un bordel. La prochaine chanson s'intitule A Black Woman is Like a Black Snake. Alors, elle est interprétée par les Memphis Juke Band. Un Juke Band est un groupe de musique composé de musiciens utilisant des instruments traditionnels et des instruments bricolés comme par exemple la planche à laver, la célèbre Washburn. Le Memphis Juke Band accompagnait dans un premier temps les fameuses caravanes de Medicine Show, spectacle itinérant mêlant la vente de remèdes, les magiciens, des exhibitions de monstres et de la musique, comme on peut le voir dans l'excellente série TV Carnival. Tout de suite, les Memphis Juke Band, A Black Woman is Like a Black Snake.
She will strike and run. A black woman like a black snake. She will strike and run. If you raise your hand and hit her, she kills you and call it fun. I mean to call it fun. All B-shot women, they come for jumping ass. All B-shot women, they come for jumping ass. When they get off their feet, they gotta do the best they can. I mean the best they can. Thank you.
All fish eyed women, they come from Timberland. All fish eyed women, they come from Timberland. When they get all this deep, they gotta do the best they can. They can.
Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, who is today again on the trail of the Scarlet Widow and her deadly weapon, the Kryptonite. Narrowly escaping death when the Scarlet Widow placed him in a cedar chest with a small piece of kryptonite and consigned the chest to the bottom of the sea, Superman knows that he must recover the main fragment of kryptonite.
I had so much a chicken. Mm-hmm. For my third street woman. Watch the way she treats me, that's the coldest stuff in town. Don't like my chicken, I had so much of chicken till I heard her clucking in my sleep. I had so much of chicken till I heard her clucking in my sleep. Don't like my tailors, mama, please don't dig so deep. I got a, she's a big fat mama with the meat chicken on her bone. She's a big fat mama with the meat chicken on her bone. Every time she chicken, Lord, a hurting woman lose her home. She got something that the men call a thing of beef. She got something that the men call a thing of beef. 4 o'clock every morning, she turn it loose on me. Woman gone. Mm-hmm. For my third street woman gone. Bleed to my soul, she will hustle everywhere but home. But you can't do my rolling, mama, you can't spin your chain. You can't do my rolling, mama, you can't spin my chain.
Third Street Woman par Blind Joe Reynolds. Alors Blind Joe Reynolds est né en 1900 en Louisiane. En 1920, il devient aveugle à cause d'un coup de fusil tiré au visage. Malgré cet handicap, le Blind Joe est devenu connu grâce à son style distinctif. Les chansons de Blind Joe Reynolds évoquent des amours multiples mais aussi fait une critique acerbe de la société. Blind Joe Reynolds est mort en 1969 d'une pneumonie dans un quasi-anonymat. Le morceau suivant est un morceau d'un big band qui s'intitule I'm Gonna Jazzy My Way, qui a été écrit en 1921. Il est interprété par Mary Stafford. Alors Mary Stafford, ça vous dit pas grand chose, mais c'est quelqu'un de très important dans la musique du début du siècle, car Mary Stafford est la première femme afro-américaine à signer pour une grande major chez Columbia Records.
They call the doctor in from far and wide.
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well.
Lucky beer, oh, oh, premium beer, oh, 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 lucky premium beer, oh, 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 so lively, oh, yes, lucky, plain to exciting beer flavor.
Finest ingredients, aged for flavor. That's Lucky Lager. Flavor that's entertaining, enthusiastic, a very exciting beer.
Lucky beer.
Tiny Legs Blues de mars 1930, interprété par Geshe Wiley. Si Geshe Wiley n'avait pas existé, elle n'aurait pu être inventée. Sa portée, sa créativité éclipse la plupart des artistes de blues. Elle semble représenter le moment où la musique séculaire noire s'unissait dans le blues. C'est ainsi qu'on parle de Geshe Wiley dans l'anthologie du blues.
Thank you. Du hast aber einen schönen Ball. Wie heißt du denn?
Die Begreiflichkeit der Identität wird doch dadurch gesteigert, dass die Bemühungen der Kriminalpolizei des Mörders habhaft zu werden bisher leider völlig erfolglos.
Das ist ein Skandal, sondergleichen.
Dans les années 20, à Düsseldorf, un criminel assassine sauvagement les enfants de la ville. Des meurtres sanglants, de la terreur, de la délation. La pègre et la police s'unissent pour retrouver l'assassin. C'est l'histoire de M le maudit de Fritz Lang, qui a été entre autres censuré par la propagande nazie sous le prétexte d'art dégénéré. Le personnage du meurtrier siffle toujours le même thème quand il va tuer une fillette. M le maudit est un film tiré d'une histoire vraie, celle de Peter Curtin, ou appelé le vampire de Düsseldorf, qui est un serial killer des années 20, qui aurait tué pour la première fois à l'âge de 9 ans.
You've been tooting your whistle, and you've been blowing your horn. You've been raising sand about what's going on. Yes, I got your woman, and you said that you was true. Yes, I got your woman, so any word, Lord, you want to do. I wasn't bothering your woman, but you had left her alone. So if she flagged my train, I'm sure gonna take her home. Yes, I got your woman, and you said that you were through. Yes, I got your woman, but it wasn't your word, all you wanted to do. Thank you. you've been making your bogus play. If you bother me about that woman, I'm gonna put you in your grave. Yes, I got your woman, and you said that you were through. Yes, I got your woman, but it wasn't your word, Lord, you gonna do. When you had that woman, you didn't treat her right. She walked these blocks for you both day and night. Yes, I got your woman, and you said that you were through. Yes, I got your woman, so what in the world are you going to do?
Yes, I Got Your Woman, enregistré en 1940 par Washburn, Sam and His Washburn Band. Alors, issu de Memphis dans le Tennessee, Washburn Sam commence à jouer dans la rue. En 1932, il déménage à Chicago et commence à enregistrer et devient rapidement un artiste populaire jouant à guichet fermé. Vers le début des années 50, son audience commence à décliner car il n'arrive pas à s'adapter au nouveau style blues électrique. En 1949, il se retire totalement du monde de la musique et devient policier à Chicago.
There he goes, Tennessee! Get him! Got him! Dead center!
That's Jed Sloan, Tennessee Jed. Deadliest man with a rifle ever to ride the Western Plains. Brought to you transcribed by the bakers of enriched tip-top bread. Looks like every plan to keep the Circle S from going broke has failed. First, hoof and mouth disease strikes every single head of cattle. Then neighboring ranchers demanded that cook stove prevent the disease from spreading by killing every animal and burning the bodies. Banker John Anderson demanded payment of $2,000, which Cookstove owed the bank, but did agree to extend the loan 30 days before taking over the ranch if payment is not forthcoming. For the moment, though, Cookstove thinks he has a plan whereby the ranch may be saved, which he is explaining to Tennessee and...
When all this stress is getting down, let's call on the Lord of Wild.
Forget those seasons, nipple fears.
When cold and dark is getting down, just call on the hot fire
man. You never to be affected.
We're on the air with the School Kids Questionnaire, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer and one-a-day brand vitamin tablets. And here they are, the Quiz Kids. All right, we're going to play school now, and here are the rules. You listeners send in the questions, and five Quiz Kids answer them. Incidentally, the children never hear or see the questions before the broadcast. We give a Zenith portable radio for every question we use on the show. We may reword them, and if we get similar questions, we're the sole judges. Now, you mail your questions to Quiz Kids, Chicago, that's all. Now, the classroom's in charge of our chief quizzer himself, Joe Kelly.
Hello there, Gitchy.
Hello there, Slack.
What are you doing down here?
Oh, I'm just down here trying to save these barns from hot rodders.
Well, let me hear it then.
Day for day, where I can think for Robin me, for Robin.
for honestly, Lord, in that day, working for honestly, then I'll be satisfied, having a family. And don't get funny, for I'm a nigger, don't cut no bigger than a Mercedes. Hail my baby, and I'm a hustling coon, that's just what I am. You bet I pick for Robin Lee, pick for Robin Lee. Pick the pen, pick the tea. I wouldn't pick somebody but it wasn't his evil, but I pick for Robin Lee. Before I've been clean and I'll be satisfied and a family.
J'ai choisi le pauvre Robin, j'ai pris sa tête, ramassé ses pieds, pris son corps, mais il n'a pas été bon à manger. Ce sont à peu près la traduction des paroles du morceau que vous venez d'entendre, Pick Poor Robin Clean, toujours interprété par Geishi Wiley, mais cette fois-ci accompagné par Elvie Thomas à la guitare. C'est un morceau enregistré en mars 1931 à Crafton dans le Wisconsin. Le prochain morceau est un morceau que j'aime beaucoup par sa musicalité et son intensité, toujours interprété par Geishi Wiley. Il s'intitule Last Kind of Words.
If I die in the German wall, I want to send my body, send it to my mother-in-law. If I get killed, if I get killed, please don't bury my soul. I just leave me out, let the buzzer see me go. When you see me coming, look across the Richmond field, and if I don't bring you flowers, I'll bring you both in. I went to the depot, I looked up at the sun, cried, some train don't come, I'll be some walking done. My mama told me, just be
before she died. Lord, say, say, daughter, don't you be so wise. The Mississippi River, you know it's even wide. I can stand right here, be my baby from the other side. What you do to me, baby, it never gets out of me. I mean, I see you after I've lost the dream.
Le prochain morceau est un morceau de Bertha Lee, Mind Reader Blues. Alors Bertha Lee est une chanteuse de blues du début du siècle et c'est entre autres la femme de Charlie Patton, un artiste dont on parlera dans le prochain numéro de notre émission. Alors Charlie Patton en fait c'est le pionnier de ce qu'on appelle le Delta Blues. Alors pour revenir à Bertha Lee, donc l'épouse de Patton, participe à tous les enregistrements de son mari, fait les chœurs et présente lors des enregistrements et elle en profite de temps en temps pour enregistrer ses propres morceaux. Alors la caractéristique de la relation entre Patton et Bertha Lee, c'est que c'était une relation assez tumultueuse, teintée d'une grande violence avec le passage par la case prison.
I don't kid your mama, you ain't fooling nobody but yourself. And what I see on your mind, you would not have no friend. I remember a day when I was living at Lulatown. I remember a day when I was living at Lulatown. My many, so many wrong things till I had to leave the town. I got the real side, my man got the transfer board. I got the real side, my man got the transfer board. And the last time I see him, in a car with the road. Well, I'm worried now, and I won't be worried long. Well, I'm worried.
Colgate-Chapey man is on his way. Just then the Colgate-Chapey man had lots to say. He told me tales of sports heroes, the inside dopes he really knows. So listen in next Friday night. Sleep Hotel G-A-T-E.
Ladies, your grocer would just love to send you all the soap you want. Sure he would. But he can't do that right now because the country's shortage of fat is keeping you short of soap. That's why, ladies, you're asked to save your used kitchen fat. Save it and sell it to your butcher for 4 cents a pound. So fill a tin and turn it in. The Bill Stern Show tonight came to you from New York City.
Well, Mammy, how about I sing in one of them there old-timers away down there in southern Missouri? You know, the old backward song.
Okay, Pappy.
A long time ago, I remember quite well. Where alone in a lost tower, a maiden did dwell. She lived with her mother and father serene. Her age was red and her hair was 19. This maid had a lover, I knew him quite well. Cross-eyed, humpbacked and freckled as well. She said, Charlie, my dear, by the light of young stars, you are the eye of my apple, you are. She said, Charlie, my dear, you must act more wise, or father will scratch out your nails with his eyes, and that would truly bring honest disgrace. This maiden then covered her hands with her face. The young man, he then quickly flew in a rage. He quickly opened the knife of his blade. He cut the throat of this maiden so fair and drug her around by the head of her hair. The old man, the door he did bolt. He gazed on his daughter with eyes in his tears. He grabbed this young man by the hands with his throat and jerked a horse pistol he'd raised from a cold.
Très peu d'infos sur ce dernier titre qui s'appelle Backward Song, qui est une vieille chanson country qui aurait été enregistrée dans les années 20. On ne connaît pas les chanteurs. Donc si quelqu'un a des informations, juste ce qu'on sait, c'est qu'une Backward Song est une chanson avec des messages cachés.
Yee-hoo! Hello, Lottie. Let's go down to the cabaret tonight and have a big time.
Oh, I can't do it, buddy. I'm all in.
Why, what's the matter?
I've got the flu.
Well, tell me about it.
I've got the flu on my mother's knee. And I know he's got a flu for me.
Hey.
I've been thinking all day, thinking of the past. And I'm thinking of my motherland.
Oh, no!
I received a letter. What do you suppose it read?
What did you say?
Said, come home, your poor old mother's dead.
What'd you do?
Then I grabbed a train. I went home a blind. She wasn't dead, but she was slowly dying. Said, run here, darling, fall down on your knee. Won't you sing, dear my God, to me? Fell on my knee, I began to moan. Yes, dear mother, I'll try to sing that song.
Oh,
away. is here in my heart. I had no mother yet to take my part.
C'était Wayward Girl Blues de Lottie Kimbrough, surnommé le beurre de Kansas City du fait de sa taille assez imposante. Lottie Kimbrough a composé, chanté et enregistré de nombreux titres entre 1924 et 1929, et à partir de 1929 a complètement disparu et on n'a plus aucun renseignement et info sur la suite de sa vie. Le journaliste Bergin Matthews, un journaliste américain spécialisé dans le blues, déclare à son propos que la puissance vocale de Kimbrough et ses arrangements uniques des meilleurs de ses morceaux l'élèvent au rang des talents considérables de la tradition du blues des années 1920. C'est ainsi que s'achève cette heure passée ensemble. J'espère fortement que ce moment passé dans le temps vous aura plu. Vous pourrez retrouver l'émission en rediffusion sur RSR La Radio, en podcast sur le forum du site du collectif Revolution Sound Records, avec pour vous une petite archive des morceaux, pubs et autres sonorités diffusées dans cette émission en téléchargement. Je tiens à remercier Eric pour m'avoir permis de réaliser cet objet sonore, vous, les éventuels auditeurs. Donc on débute, j'espère que vous passerez sur les petites imperfections en espérant vous compter d'autres sons dans une prochaine émission. N'hésitez pas à laisser vos commentaires sur le site de RSR à l'adresse suivante revolutionsoundrecords.org. Il me reste juste à vous dire à bientôt et nous rendons la fréquence.
Now, Roma One, R-O-M-A, make it.